You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Worker share ownership schemes furthermore complement the Black Industrialist Program that we inaugurated a few years ago, which provides another means through which the government can contribute towards more equitable ownership in the economy. In 2019, we enacted changes to the Competition Act that have helped to advance worker ownership. The amendments require government and competition authorities to significantly or specifically consider how an acquisition or a merger will affect the spread of ownership in the economy, particularly for workers. The amended legislation also calls for the engagement with emerging companies to implement structures that enable greater and much more meaningful participation of workers, not only as owners of equity, but also as stakeholders with a voice. The immense transformative potential of worker ownership schemes is often overlooked, and Minister Patel is absolutely right. The media and many other opinion makers hardly pay attention to this very important aspect. I guess the only attention that ever hits the headlines is how a CEO of a company will be selling their shares, their share options, and getting hundreds of millions of rands. That is when it surfaces. And sometimes it surfaces at AGMs when the remuneration committee comes forward to say, this is how we want to remunerate the management team. Workers are hardly ever mentioned in that type of conversation. Now, we have come, that is a very weak applause. Maybe it's coming from workers. It's coming from workers. Because it is possibly workers who say, we've always been excluded, which is true. That's why I declared my interest. And they are having a go at the management people as well. Now, we've come a long way from the early days of Black economic empowerment, where instances of workers as stakeholders in companies were rare. You might recall that when we started with the broad-based Black economic empowerment, it was largely seen as an opportunity to bring in your Black entrepreneurs and later your communities. But for the most part, the workers who worked for those companies that produces the orange juice, the pizza, and the beer that Minister Patel was talking about were often excluded. And they were almost like just objects, and not even heeded, except for the wages that they earn, even in the boardroom. Now, the impact of these schemes were relatively limited at the time, in part because of the finite nature of the respective arrangements. In the intervening years, these efforts have picked up pace considerably. According to a study that was done by the DTIC, today in our country, more than 500,000 workers are part owners of the companies they work for. And I still think that this is a conservative figure, because I think many more workers in various companies have now become owners, part owners of the companies they work for. And by the way, workers don't even demand that, you know, we want all of it, like Karl Marx style. They never say, give it all to us. they just say, we want a portion. We want a portion to be set aside, and that portion we can either have funded by in, or as often happens with companies, it can actually be a share ownership scheme where it incentivizes worker and it is parceled out.
And that was President Cyril Ramaphosa addressing the inaugural Worker Share Ownership Conference at the Sandton Convention Centre in Johannesburg.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.